And Billy Boy helped me out. He's in the building. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Very well, sir. Yourself? What's happening?
There we go. Gotcha.
What is going on? Happy Monday, everyone.
That's right, yes. Happy Monday. Let's try and fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get everyone pumped up for their
Monday.
Well,
you know what? You normally get me in here for a little fight-up session, but I'm in a good mood. I had a good weekend. I got up this morning, went to the gym, killed it.
You've been again
early. Again, of course.
Mate, that's good. Is it because you set your alarm to go early, or you just wake it up early? It's like, well, what's the point?
Well, no, I'll tell you what I did. So it's very easy for us to lie in bed when the alarm goes off and go, no, not today.
Snooze.
But I did that. And then I said, no, Bill. Because I've got a goal, because I've got my leave coming up in a month, up to Byron and up to Gold Coast. There's going to be a lot of board short weather. I've got to bring the game.
You're working on the rig.
I've got to bring the asset.
Well, I need to be working on the rig as well. I've got a wedding in Byron Bay as well.
It's almost 10 past 8, I'm talking trash already.
And you've just done an Ace Ventura face to me. I don't know. Yeah, I've got the same, mate. I've got the wedding. I got a wedding coming up.
I'll need to check in with Charlotte how your progress is going.
The 28th, I've got that wedding, and yeah, there's going to be 100 guests there, and they're all going to be. I know.
Yeah, but you're wearing every clothes to the wedding.
No,
nah,
but they're all fit.
Is it one of those Irish weddings I've heard so much about?
They're all fit, extremely fit people. I said to Charlotte, I need to stop eating KFC at the Wallum services on the way back up
on
a Sunday.
You're good mates with there. Australia's guru of fitness, so you know, no excuses.
It's his wedding.
Oh, is it? Mr. Wood.
So there's like 100 PTs in the building.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, I know. Here's me getting my suit, you know, tailored. Can I get another centimetre on the waist there?
That's like having a game of social golf with the who's who of the British PGA.
Yeah,
just a social hit. What do you play off, mate? 27. What are you off? Plus two?
Plus two.
Going home. I'm going on the 19th.
So anyway, is there anything, Billy, that's got you?
No. I can't say there is. I had a wonderful weekend in Frankston. Hello to everyone in Frankston. Probably can't hear us, but
they could through the app.
Through the app, of course. Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful part of the world. I dead set. I've
nice
never been there.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it was lovely on the water and the food markets and the gig. Love a good gig.
Beautiful.
Of course, you know how much I love my gigs. But I understand that there's something that, if I could be on the other side there and play the sound effects, there's something that's fine.
I've got a little bit of all fired up if you're not.
What's wrong, Sean?
These three things all happened at the one... In the one place. I really think that people's manners go out the door, out the window, when they pull into the service station there, coming back up the highway, Wallen Services. You know, the one with the Maccas. It's got the Maccas, the KFC,
the Olivers well. Yeah.
And fuel, of course,
yep.
BP.
Yep.
Three things happen in 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's like, what is wrong with people? First one, there was a guy smoking near the Bowser.
But you're kidding.
Stepped away from it, but he was way too close. Guy yells out of the pick, mate, can you...
Having a cigarette near a petrol Bowser.
Didn't put the... Not right near the Bowser.
Well, even so.
Up near kind of before the windows where you walk in. That's close enough for an ash to flick away. Bloke yells out, mate, put your smoke out. Kind of half finished it. Didn't even rush to do it. Thought, what is wrong with people?
Yeah, that's just dumb.
Went inside. And I always just check. You know, I'm like a grumpy old man. Oh, there's a disabled spot. There's a car in the... I wonder if there's... There's a car parked in the disabled park because it was busy without... the disabled tag. So someone just thinks, I'll be right for 5 minutes, I'll park.
Well, you got to be careful with that one, and I can speak from experience on that, because...
You don't have to display a tag?
No, but when I broke my leg many, 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 many years ago, my mum hadn't got the tag yet, and we parked in disabled, and some old lady came running up going, excuse me,
and then...
good old lady voice, wasn't it?
No.
And she goes, get your tag.
Yeah.
But I was valid to park in that spot. So it's a 50-50. If they just get out there like, sorry, mate, I'm in a bit of a rush, that's not acceptable.
Yeah, I'm not buying that story. Sorry. I'm not...
Well,
I believe you.
You just got to be careful, though, because if you do go off with someone that is disabled that needs the spot...
I don't go off at them. I just look at the car and think, you're a disgrace. That's all I think.
And then you get on radio and talk about it.
So that's two things.
Right, okay.
I actually haven't bloody played it.
Yeah, here we go on.
And then there was another one as well, and it's got to do with the cigarettes as well. People are smoking, and they're right next to the bin. Right next to the bin. Even the special bin for your cigarette butts. No. Throw them on the ground. Stomp it out with your foot.
That's just lazy.
It is. Yep, so three things in about 5 minutes got me all fired up at the Wallen Services.
Right, so I would have loved being Charlotte in the car from there on. This would have been fun.
She did
say. You know what gets me mad, Charlotte? All these things, why me?
You know what? And then about 5 minutes later, going up the highway... I was overtaking a truck. I was sitting on 110, maybe. No, I was on 110.
You weren't speeding, were you, Sean? I'll be telling Coram much about that.
And I couldn't get past this truck. And I thought, that truck's going way too quick. And she just looked at me. She's like, would you shut up? I was complaining about absolutely everything. I thought, I'm pretty sure that B-double's speed limited to 100.
I've got the feeling you get into a zone.
And he's sitting
and I've known you a little while. You get into a zone where it's like, not everything.
Then 20 seconds later, car...
I think that left indicator on that car's a little bit out. That tyre looks a bit bald on the bottom left.
20 seconds later, car overtakes me, pulls back in front of me, and slows down. I'm on cruise. It's like, you absolute muppet. So this, what are you doing? Don't fly past me, overtake me, and then slow down. So
that
I
is
have to
annoying.
Go
I have seen that.
Because my speed's not changing. I'm locked on cruise.
Mm.
So anyway, Billy, I had a... That was my, that was me coming up the highway.
So after all that had happened, you were obviously calmed down by the great one.
Even talking about it now, it's got me a little bit fired up. But
I don't think you can,
okay.
Look, I'm the last one to talk about these things because you know that I do get very fired up about little things. But
you'll
you
be
know
back
what,
tomorrow,
my mum, yeah, but my mum always says to me, Bill, have you taken your patient's pills today?
Yeah.
And I say, no, Mum, I haven't. She goes, well, you better double the dose. Mm. Like, if I'm like, God bless her, love, Mum, you know. But, like, it's just even more annoying. It's like someone telling you to shush when you're really mad.
Mm.
I hate that too.
Yeah.
Like, just let me get it out.
Yeah,
just, like,
get
go
it out.
Away.
I've done that and I feel better now.
Yeah.
Do women read on the toilet? Men do. We have for years. These days, quite often, it's more reading off your phone than reading actual books. Got Sandy here from Merch. Sandy, do you read on the toilet?
I read, like, magazines and also on my phone when I'm in there.
When you're in the toilet?
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you for calling. You are a legend.
No worries.
Now, so you read magazines. Do you bring the magazines into the toilet or are they ones that are sitting in there already?
Well, I update them, but I leave them in there.
Yeah, great. Okay, so if you're not scrolling through the phone, it's like, you know what, I'm going to read a bit of... TV week goss or something, is it?
Yeah, a bit of new idea,
yep.
Magazines and
yep.
Home and yeah, catalogs, you know.
And catalogs, yeah. Actually, the Coles catalog would be a good one to read. I'd almost do that to get the bargains.
Yeah, and every time I clean the house, I sanitize them too. So.
Every time you what? Sorry.
Every time I do the house cleaning, I sanitize the magazines.
Oh, there you go. So you've covered off on the issue that I had of how many sets of hands go on. You even clean the magazines.
Yeah, I wipe them down with the sanitizer.
Oh, this is next level. This is brilliant. So good. Yeah. Okay, and if you're using the phone, what? Bit of Instagram, Facebook, social media? What are you doing?
Facebook, bit of Googling.
Yeah, love it.
Photo editing.
Yeah, oh my God. Photo editing on the door, oh my God. Oh, that's sensational. Thanks for the call. Sandy from Merch, you absolute legend. And we've finished on an absolute high. We have. It's very close to 9. In fact, Billy Boy, he's ready to go. He's up next. That's it from me. You can catch up on everything later on, of course, as always, at triplem.com.au. We're continuing Oztober after 9 o'clock with Billy Boy. Jess Holmes. She's doing a walk coming up. It's not the first time she's done it. It's the Upstream Foundation 20-kilometre challenge walk. Not only Jess, a bunch of her buddies as well. Jackie, Ellie, Donna and Suze. She joins me right now in the studio. Jess, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Shawnee.
How are you?
Yeah, going all right. Thank you.
Have you got your runners ready to go? You've been stretching?
Yeah, got the hiking boots.
So you are doing this walk. It's coming up. It's the Upstream Foundation 20-kilometre challenge walk. It's a walk that raises money for 3 different charities, and you've chosen a charity called Very Special Kids. Tell me about Very Special Kids and why it means so much to you.
Yeah, Very Special Kids, we'll sort of tell you, our son Henry.
Yep.
As a family, we're on with Very Special Kids, and Henry passed away, be coming up 5 years in December, and we were on with Very Special Kids when Henry was 1. So Henry had a stroke in utero, so he fell under the umbrella of cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Had lots of other health issues as well, epilepsy, respiratory illnesses, scoliosis, asthma.
Asthma, I'm reading that. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of things. So, but his quality of life when he was well was fantastic. But when he did get sick, you know, he went down, he got really unwell. So Very Special Kids look after, children with life-threatening conditions. That's why Henry, fell under that. We knew his life wasn't going to be here for long as such, but we wanted to make sure he had the best quality of life while he was here.
And so. Very Special Kids really helped you guys out big time, didn't they?
Yeah, and the things that they do, the services within, you know, the services that, you know, they have volunteers that go to the Royal Children's Hospital that, you know, I can go and get something to eat and they'll sit with Henry.
Mm.
You know, they run wonderful programs while, you know, your child is alive and support you, have a local worker that comes into the house. And the best part is too, it's not just about the parents, it's about the other siblings. So I've got a daughter, Gretel, who's 14, Billy, who's 13. and an older stepson who's 21, Lockie, as well. So it's a holistic approach from very special kids with the whole family. So we were supported beautifully when Henry was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a respite house down in Melbourne as well, so we got to use that a couple of times.
Great.
Where that would enable us to be able to spend some time with the other kids,
yep.
special time. But they have experienced exceptional staff there, that nursing doctors that can look after Henry as
they
well.
They looked after you in so many different ways. In fact, you were just telling me very quickly before off air, but, you know, it's like a 100% charity. They helped you out big time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said you kind of feel like now that obviously Henry's no longer with us, but you feel like, you know what, these guys helped me out big time, I'm going to repay. Is that how you kind of see it?
Yeah, I think it's really important to our whole family to be able to give back
mm-hmm.
to something that was so supportive of us, you know, when we needed them. And the thing is too, Shawnee, is that they do an excellent bereaved program. So we're still with them now.
Yep.
And that is so important, because the day we walked out of the Royal Children's Hospital after Henry passed away, we lost so much more than just our child.
Of course.
We lost Team Henry, which was, you know, all the nurses and doctors, his team, you know, both locally at the hospital here and support network and down at the Royal Children's.
Are you still in contact with those guys?
Yeah. I've had some really beautiful relationships.
Great.
And one of the girls that's doing a walk with us today, Suze, on the walk, is she nursed Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there when he took his last breath. And she's a dear friend now. So, yeah, I've kept some wonderful contacts. But very special kids are the one that do the after, because there's other little Henrys that need the people who did the before. So to continue to have them 5 years down the track, and that, you know, your need for them, you know, drops off a little bit along the way, you know, but I don't think we'd be where we are.
Without very special kids. And yeah. They're always there for you, and it sounds like there's a lot of ongoing support as well. And you've got some friendships out of this. Jackie Miller, Ali Burke, Donna Weller and Suze Pastoreau, they're all doing the walk with you.
Yep.
Tell us about it. 20Ks. Yeah. How long is that going to take you?
It took us a bit over 4 hours last year. And it's a powerful day. You know, you've got, for all the charities that are supported, there's not enough feel-good moments in life, Shawnee.
Mm.
And that's actually one of them, where you're surrounded by people that want to do good.
Big hugs at the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And very special kids are there. They're volunteers. And to see, we had blue shirts last year, to see the mm-hmm. blue shirts, you know, throughout the course. So,
the walk, where's it from? Sorry to cut you off there.
No, that's all right.
Yarra Flats, is that right?
Yarra Bend or Yarra Flats, yeah, down to Don Vale.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just so rewarding. I love the training for it. That's really special too. And that actually gives you time to sort of think about Henry.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. When you're out practicing, getting some K's into the legs.
That's right, out at the Botanical Gardens, which have done a wonderful job out there too.
Great.
So yeah, it's just really important to give back and make people. It's about awareness and raising funds as well. And like you said earlier, it doesn't cost the families anything.
That's what blew me away.
Yeah, and that's why the funds are so needed, because these little beautiful children enter our world. They don't ask for anything that comes their way. And a lot of families are in different financial circumstances as well, and probably wouldn't use the facility if it was something that was going to cost them. But they are exceptional. Every person associated with very special
Beautiful,
kids.
Beautiful, Jess. Thanks for chatting. Go to VSK if you want to learn about very special kids, vsk.org.au. And if you want to donate and find out more about the walk, upstreamfoundation.org. But what I'll do is I'll whack all these links up on our social media later on.
That'll
make it nice and easy. We can share that for you, Jess. Jess, thanks for your time on the Goulburn Valley's 95.3 Triple M.
Thanks, Shawnee.